The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with Nikosha Greer. This young lady started Made to Disinfect December 2021, and we're recording April 2022, so just a couple months. She's in Houston, Texas, which is an amazing market. Nikosha, what brought you into our little cleaning world?
Well, I had this idea about doing something for the pandemic. I know it's a little bit later than the pandemic because it started 2020. Actually, in 2020, I was thinking about buying a cleaning business, but it didn't go well. So I just kind of just ventured on to other things. And then I was on Instagram and I saw a post about starting a cleaning business again. And I was like, okay, maybe I need to look into this. So I saw the post and they were talking about their course, a cleaning course. And I was a little skeptical because, you know, some courses, they are too expensive, or you get into the course and they give you only, they scratch the surface, but they don't help you with the foundation. So I followed them for a few months. It was, I forgot the name of the Instagram post.
Let's focus on you. So a couple of things. One, okay. You said two things I want to bring up to Cleaning Nation, then we'll get to your question. First, I was looking to buy a cleaning company. We have helped quite a people through that transition. Mm-hmm. I would say 9 cases out of 10, you would be better off to, again, as long as you can find someone that, I don't know if a course is the right answer, but a mentor, a system, a process that you can follow, you'll typically be better off starting your own. Having coached a bunch of people buying and selling cleaning companies, usually when you're buying a cleaning company, you're buying someone else's headaches. You're like, well, I just need systems and processes, which is good. You do need that. But most of the time we're paying for poor systems and processes, which.
Right. Cause you, it looks good on the paper. And then when you get in, it's a mess and you're just like, oh, where do I start or whatever? So, yeah. So that was my thought too. Also, I was thinking about doing a franchise, but I was like, I'd rather not do a franchise. I'd rather do it on my own because I want my own systems in place. I get that they have their systems, but I get
it's going to be limited. That, because now we've got three things and we haven't got your question. So I want to make sure we get to what you want. But so the second thing I was going to mention is training course. You said something really key. Oh, a training course, it was too expensive. Let me encourage you guys and gals, for every investment I make, I want you to look at ROI, return on investment, not other stuff. So I've seen people, drives me nuts, makes me so sad, spend $20,000 or $30,000 on a van they don't need, or a truck mount they don't know how to market or use, or a franchise that costs them a bunch of money that doesn't really give them what they need. But then they'll balk at investing in their own education. So I want to encourage you guys, and this isn't, obviously we sell training and coaching, so it sounds biased. Don't do mine, find it, or do anyone you want. It's not, this isn't buy my crap. This is, if I had 5, 10, 20 grand to buy on a business, and we'll spend $100,000 on another business or with crappy systems that aren't even working. Right. And that seems cheap, but to spend 5, 10, 20, 30, whatever thousand on our own education seems expensive, but always look at the ROI, right? So don't even take my opinion. Like, well, Mike's just full of crap. Return on investment. So if you're going to spend $37 on an ebook, that sounds cheap unless you get no value. And it costs you not only $37, but 20 or 30 hours or 10 hours of time, however long it takes you to read a book. That was expensive to me. If you spend $10,000 on something that makes you a business that's hundreds of thousands of dollars of revenue, that was cheap to me. So I just want to encourage you, whether it's a car, education, a franchise, a system, somebody else's business, because even with the business, say it's $100,000. Well, when are you going to get your return on that investment back? And how much time is it going to save you? So I just want to encourage everybody, because I hear that that's too expensive. And it's like, depends on the value, right? Again, when people, I've spent a lot of money in advertising, when people would say, well, what's your budget? I go, depends on how good it is. If it doesn't work, my budget's zero. I can't have $1,000 on poor advertising. It's very expensive. $100,000 on advertising that brings me the right amount of clients is cheap. So I just want to encourage everybody on that. All right. The last thing you mentioned about a franchise, we run into this quite a bit, and I want to make sure we just say it, not once and for all, I'll have to say it over and over, but for everyone listening now, I did start my business with the Service Master franchise, which is more of a typical model like you'd find with a McDonald's or something like that, where it's a large amount up front and then a small, I shouldn't say small, 6 to 10% of your monthly budget that's supposed to go to advertising and your franchise fee. Usually it's, you know, 6 or 7% or 5 or 7% for the fee and 3 or 4% of this mandatory advertising budget that may or may not, frankly, get you any work, right? Like, you know, I remember when I had my Service Master franchise, they had like a Super Bowl commercial or something that took my 2% and their two, you know, all the, and I'm like, I don't know if that got me a nickel's worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good for the franchise or for Service Master. I don't know how good, and Service Master is a great organization, so don't hear me knocking them. But anyway, most 99% of the people that we've talked to in Cleaning Nation aren't looking for that kind of a franchise. They're looking for a franchise where it's cheaper up front. Like, here's $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 for an account. And then on top of that, we're going to take 20 or 30% of that account forever. We coach to a 20% profit. When you've got a real company that has cost of goods sold, meaning you're not doing the work, actual labor, actual overhead, insurance, marketing, accounting, software, credit card fees, employee development, professional development for yourself, all the things that you need to make the customers have a good experience, that's 30%. There's only 20% left over. So if they're taking 20%, you don't have a cleaning business, you have a cleaning job. So I've seen people doing $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month with a franchise and still cleaning and still making $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And they might've spent $50,000 or $100,000, on these accounts that they're going to buy. So if you were looking for a, if you want to clean, a cleaning franchise may be better than a cleaning job, right? I'm going to work for someone for $18 an hour. Maybe I can get a franchise and give whatever thousands of dollars I want for that account. And now I'm working for $21 an hour. There's a little tiny bit of spread, or I can hire someone for $18 an hour and make $2 an hour. It is. And again, the $2 an hour is not even going to cover your overhead. So again, things seem cheap or expensive when we don't tie them to the value that we're getting, right? So the thing that people don't get is, if I'm going to give 20% of my revenue, there's nothing left over for overhead. I have to clean myself. I can't manage a team. And God forbid, there's certainly no room for a manager. So you're either cleaning or you're managing teams. And so just make sure when you're looking at an investment, any investment, it's return on investment. Perfect example. And a lot of times we go with emotion. If we buy a truck, it makes us feel good. If we wrap a truck, we feel special and important and look how good I am, which is fine. If you're looking for an emotional return on investment, God bless, go do that. But if you're looking for a financial return on investment, you got to draw a straight line, and you don't do a, you draw a fuzzy line. Well, if I have a truck, I can do a bunch of work. It's like, yeah, I guess, but the, how many jobs is that truck? Well, if I wrap it, it'll get how many jobs, how many calls? Like, no one ever has data in terms of just like, oh, a bunch of calls. Like, okay, great. How many?
And break it down.
Exactly how many calls. And it's just a bunch, right? So we want to make sure that you guys want to make sure that regardless of what you're buying, you are clear on if you want a financial or an emotional return. Rent is a perfect example. I want to get an office. Okay. How much money is that office going to make you? None. But it's an emotional return on investment. I don't want people in my house. God bless, me neither. I wouldn't run a company in my house either. It'll make me feel important. Okay, that's fine. If you want to feel important, that's okay. Just don't think you're getting a financial return when you're really getting an emotional return. Cool. Okay. So that said, now that we've blown halfway through the podcast, what was your actual question? Let's dive into that.
Okay. So my actual question was how to reach like my target audience, like marketing. Cause I know we've been in business for 4 months and
who's your target marketing or who's your target market?
Right now we're looking into residential cleanings. So it would be like your,
hold on. Let's stop. So in our training,
okay,
we see people make the same mistakes at the same stages just about every time. And a very common mistake is, how do I get more clients? And when we get really specific about what clients do you want, tell me exactly what you want to get them, they'll say very general things. Well, residential, that's that's not a target market. That's like people with money. Like, well, that's not a target market. People that have dirty things that want clean things. Residential. Okay, everyone's resident, right? Even commercial, like they all live somewhere. Basically, residential is non-homeless people. Like, yes, I assumed we're not going to offer cleaning services to homeless people. So, and I'm busting your chops a little because I like it. And please don't hear this.
No, you're fine. I'm glad you're explaining this to me. Thousands of people listening
making that same mistake right now for the one poor Nikosha who's on the call. So first and foremost, a very, very common mistake is, how do I get customers? That's always, almost always the first question. And until we ask a better question, the right first question, I can't answer that one. The right first question, who's your customer? And if the answer is residential, okay, not homeless people, I don't know, drop flyers from the sky, get us, you know what I'm saying? So we have to get very, so a specific answer would be retired people who have taken pride in the fact that their house has been cleaned. They clean their house their whole life, but their body's physically breaking down. And the fact that they're living in filth reminds them of their frailty and they're really emotionally sensitive about it. That's a specific target market. If you ask me how to get those clients, the world is your oyster. We got a million ways to help them. Moms who don't work and have a high powered husband or high income husband and feel bad that they don't contribute and their house is a mess. Moms who do work and make a bunch of money and their husband doesn't work and they're the high powered person and they get pissed off coming home because their house is filthy every day. Like there's no right or wrong. I'm not judging any of these people, but you see, this is very clear. Residential means
the
not
problem you solving it.
Right. So we got to get crystal clear on, and people want to skip it. I always say that and they'll go, great, great, great. Now, how do I get customers? The answer is the same. We've got to spend some time getting clear on first, what your, who your client is. And then second, the real pain that we're solving. And we get very superficial on both. And I'm only busting your chops because you're, it's very common. So you're not, I'm glad we're talking because this is, you're not like,
this is helpful.
You tell them everyone else knows this and you're the only one in the world that's ever, no, everyone makes this exact same mistake. So you're in very good company.
Well, the good part is I'm learning at 4 months instead of 4 years trying to figure out who my target audience is.
And this is a perfect example. By the time, again, I'm not tooting my own horn. If you guys like me and the podcast and want our help, reach out. If you want someone else, fine. I don't care. I'm not promoting us. That to me is expensive. Spending a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years trying to get clients. And you know, I'll go to Facebook. I tried postcards. I tried door to door. They'll try all this. I spent $20,000 over the last 3 years trying to get clients. I never asked the question, who's my client and what problem am I solving? But why didn't you buy coaching? It was too expensive. To me, a year of my time and $20,000 of wasted advertising, that's really freaking expensive. That's
right.
Finding someone that knows what the frick they're doing and can see the mistakes that you're making. Yeah, like good Lord, man. Like it drives me nuts. And again, please, where I'm not trying to sell you nothing, not you, everyone within the sound of my voice. I've spent 25 years figuring this stuff out. I've wasted millions of dollars of my own hard-earned money. And when people are like, oh, that's too expensive, I'm like, are you out of your damn mind? And then they go curl up and die and get a job or are miserable and are broke the rest of their lives. I'm like, that's expensive, you numbskull. Like,
right. Or so get a new iPhone every year.
Oh, don't even get me started. So, and again, iPhone, I got one right here, but I got money. And I know this is not a financial return on investment. It's an emotional return on investment. If you got enough money to afford it, go buy whatever you want. But if you're broke and I'm like, you're like, I want things, make sure you get a positive return. So, anyway, make sure you get a coach. Doesn't have to be me. Someone that has done what you want to do has hopefully helped several people do it over and over, right? If I was a coach and had one success story, maybe I can help you. Maybe I can't. But when they got 100 and they've actually done what you want, you know, don't get the fat personal trainer. That's not ideal.
Yeah,
the ripped personal trainer that's got 20 ripped people as his clients, that's who you want to pay, like for crying out loud. And just figure it out on my own. And then you
break. It's like a target mentor, like the target audience. You got to target your mentor.
Yeah. I don't want to get off into mentors, but two things. And by the way, for those of you who want the full description on this, growmycleaningcompany.com, we have a free on-demand training. We go over this in depth. So if you're like, I want more on that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can figure out how to pick a mentor. It's not about how to pick us. We got more clients than we need. Don't you worry about us. It's about how to get the right mentor for you. And I'll give you the key highlights. They've done it themselves. Right. Mm-hmm. They've got a stream of people that have gotten the results that you want. Right. And again, don't get a marriage coach that's been divorced 10 times. Don't get a business coach that's broke. Don't get a personal trainer that's fat. And don't listen to marriage advice from your personal trainer, business advice from your marriage counselor, or relationship advice from your business coach. Like, you've got to get the right person for the right job. Make sure they've done it over and over, because there's a lot of people that know how to do it. They know how to teach. There's a lot of people know how to teach, but don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So they've done it themselves, shows they know how to do it. They've got a string of people that they've helped do it, shows they know how to teach it. So those are the two things that you want. Finally, core values match. We are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. people are like, oh my God, that's who I want. I want to have a mentor I can have fun with. I want someone that's real with me and not super stuffy. I want someone that loves to help. Like, these are important to me. We might be a good fit if you're like, oh, I love all that stuff and I've certainly done it. We've certainly got hundreds of success stories. But when I say be real, have fun, make money and help out, you're like, yeah, that's stupid. We ain't a good fit. Find someone that does connect with you. You see what I'm saying? So those are the big things. They've done it. They've got a bunch of people that have done it and they match your core values. If you can find those three, go get them. And don't give me this. It's too expensive crap. It's too expensive to do what you've been doing and get what you've been getting. Okay. So the first step is to get crystal clear, not fuzzy clear. So, and by the way, when you say residential or commercial, that's everyone thinks that's, I got my niche. It's commercial. Like, okay. So any building that someone doesn't live, it's insane. That's not a niche.
Okay.
Okay. So for commercial, car dealerships would be a niche. Golf courses would be a niche. Mortuaries would be a niche. A certain type of building or owner where everybody has a similar pain. With residential, retired folks would be a niche. Working moms would be a niche. Stay-at-home moms would be a niche. Young professional single guys would be a niche. You want to make sure they have money, right? Like mobile home parks could be a niche. It's just probably not going to be super effective. Mm-hmm. Once we get that, so you got to get crystal clear. People want to skip it. Fine. Just single moms. And then now how do I do it? It's like, you got to get a little more into that. What is the pain that you solve? And the biggest mistake people make is, what do you mean? What's the pain I solve? I clean crap. And I talk to my people. They want the most clean for least money. They are frustrated because their baseboards are dusty, blah, blah. They don't, that's such a superficial pain. That would be like me going, my people want coaching. No, they don't. Y'all don't want coaching. You want to, so here, I'll show you the difference so you can see it with me knowing my clients. And then I'll show you the difference for you knowing your clients. If I came to you and said, hey, Nikosha, I can help you build your cleaning company. I can give you coaching. You may have some mild interest in that. If I said, Nikosha, I have a feeling you're the type of lady who knows she was born for more, who knows she shouldn't be working for someone else. She can never be working for someone. That's not who she is. And once she discovered that, she realized she's put on the search for something bigger. And when she's still cleaning toilets or can't get people to connect and she's terrified she's going to run out of money before she has to go get a job, and she's going to live the rest of her life not living her dream. And you go, holy crap, that's me. Do you see the difference? Right. One is coaching. You're like, I may or may not be interested in coaching. For those of you,
that like, just it's not okay.
But when I said who you, and notice, I didn't say anything about me or what I did. None of it was, I'm the best coach and I'm a genius.
Right.
You don't give two craps about me, Nikosha. Why should you? Right. You care about Nikosha. So when I start saying things, you're like, holy crap, has he been listening to my like private conversations with my family?
Right.
That's what you want. So your superficial thing, your coaching would be cleaning. People have to, you're dumb. You want to be smart. I'll teach you. That's why teachers don't make any money, by the way. Right. They're not a market. I guess I could get some clients for a very small amount of money. Your thing is you have something dirty, I'll clean it. Mm-hmm. You can get a very small amount of clients for a very small amount of money. And you have to fight because anyone will clean it for a nickel less. Why wouldn't I pay a nickel less? It's just a commodity. Anyone can clean anything. However, when I look at you in the eye, I'm just going to make up your background. This probably isn't you. And you are a dual income mom. You've got three kids in high school, two pets. And you work really hard and your husband works really hard and you both come back and he looks at you like, why is this place a pigsty? And you're like, I just work my ass off to provide for this family. And he looks at you with the same thing. And your relationship now starts to have a wedge between it because those dirty dishes in the sink make you feel like all this you're doing isn't worth it. And there's not enough of you to go around. And then you have to put the kids to bed and you feel like, I don't even have enough energy to do that because I had to clean before I did that. Mm-hmm. You see, that woman is like, oh my God, that's me. And then pain doesn't have nothing to do, or money doesn't have nothing to do with nothing, right? If I'm $250, I'm like, I will clean. I'll make sure there's no dust. We're the best cleaners ever. We don't cut corners. We clean them. That's worth a little tiny bit of money. When I go, let's talk about your relationship with your kids. Let's talk about the real cost of this dirty house in your life. How hard and how long have you worked to get where you're at? She might go, man, I've worked 20 years to be able to earn the income that I've earned. And I'm still cleaning toilets. And I feel like I'm never going to get out of it. And I feel like there's never enough time for me. Well, let's talk about that. What if I could save you 5 or 10 hours a month where you could have some me time and you could finally get a massage or have a bath or do whatever you need to unwind so you can be there for your wife and your kids or your husband and your kids. I promise you, that's a whole different conversation. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about, and you're like, well, that's when you're in face-to-face with them. How do I get clients? Copy's the same thing. If my copy is call now for $25 off your first cleaning, that lady that I just talked to, she isn't interested in that. Call now to get back your relationship with your kids. Call now to get some time for yourself without guilt. Like, oh my God, that's me. So everyone wants to skip the who my customer is and what pain I'm solving. Go right to, how do I do a Facebook ad? You don't. If you don't know who the hell you're serving or what the heck problem you're solving, you can waste all the money you want on Facebook, but it ain't going to matter. All right. We've gone way too long. Questions, comments, rude remarks. What do you need before you call this Nikosha?
I think we covered a lot and you helped me figure out my target audience. Well, it's better to say something more in detail than just saying residential cleaning or commercial cleaning.
That's exactly.
So that helped me a lot.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you for being such a great guest, Nikosha. Cleaning Nation, if you're like, I would like more information on this. Again, not our crap. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, we've got over 700 podcasts. We've got a 15,000 member Facebook group. The best way to start is the on-demand training. It's completely free. And not a nickel thing for sale on the website. We have all the clients we need. So growmycleaningcompany.com, go check that out for everything you need. And we'll talk soon. See you, Clean Nation.
Well, here we are at the end of the podcast and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.